Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami concludes the Madhya Leela with a comparison between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela. And it's a very important section, very ecstatic. Srila Gurudev liked it very much. Sometimes rumor is played. In the Maharaj likes this very much. Krishna Leela Mita Sar Tar Shakta Shakta Dar Das Dike Jaha 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 Hoite Se Chaitanya Leela Hoi Sarovar Akshoy Manasara Chans Chans Chaha. Making a comparison, what is Krishna Leela? Krishna Leela Amrita Sar. Leela Amrita Sar. I mean, it's the cream of nectarian substances, of nectar. What is that nectar? Gromars points out in his explanation of the kurma avatar pastimes, which incidentally are on display at Suvarnabhumi International Airport. So it's nice to go through the immigration, and there you see Kurma Dev and the Devas and the Asuras in the Vishnu form. As once I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, when we look at the summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is supposed to be all about Krishna Leela, and Rasa Leela was presented in the 10th canto, Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, the Karabhajan Rishi, Navayogendras. I was surprised why in the concluding section of the Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Kurma avatar are mentioned. And Gurumar said, what was the object of their churning the milk ocean? It was, they were seeking amrita. Right? We say nectar, amrita. Remember, this word, it has various meanings. One is mrityu, means death. Amrityu, amrita, means like that nectar which makes one deathless or immortal. So in the general sense, someone would say, oh, they were searching for immortality. Right? Isn't that what everyone's doing? Whether through science, religion, technology, whatever it be, they want to prolong life as long as possible. That's one conception. Right? But Guru Maharaj summarized it in this way by saying, really, they were searching for the ultimate nectarine substance. There are varieties of nectarine substances. Just as from the Kheer Sagar, Lakshmi Devi came, and in the Phnom Penh, the museum there in Cambodia, they have some murtis from Angkor Wat, Siem Reap. And they show Lakshmi Devi when she appears from the Kheer Sagar, and there are these elephants, the Chang, like where we are, Doi Chang, Elephant Mountain. The elephants are worshiping her. Why? She is showing that this is the ultimate auspiciousness, is this nectarine substance. So Guru Maharaj put it this way, saying, why this is given is to underscore the ultimate nectarine substance is Madhura Rasa. That's why it's there. You think, this is really, although people may think they're searching, if you ask them to express what it is, they might articulate it differently or might be unable to articulate it. But this is the general direction. What are you saying? But in that immortal world, like he liked to quote the Upanishad saying, Srinvanti Vishe Amritasya Putra, your children of the nectar soil, that world of nectar. But is it generic, off-the-shelf nectar? What is it? We know the Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan. Right? So there's even gradations in the nectar world. I once said to Guru Maharaj, because it occurred to me, I thought, oh, there must be a difference between being a blade of grass in Vaikuntha and a blade of grass in Goloka. And Guru Maharaj said, of course. I thought I was having a major realization. Guru Maharaj is like, of course. So, Vrindavanam, Brajadanam, no. Hidamnatva, Bahu Kari Okari, Vibra Basa, Kanaka Kapisam, Vai Jayantim Chamalam, Randran Venur, Adhaya, Sudhaya Purayan, Gopa Vinde, Vrindaranyam, Svapada Ramanam, Pravishad Gita Kirti. The earth, and by what is the earth by extension? The soil, the ground, Svapada Ramanam, at the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna, shivering in conjugal ecstasy. So the ultimate nectarine substance is Madhura Rasa, and that's why it's there. The Bhagavatam is not mentioning anecdotal or just different pastimes that are interesting to hear. They're all meant to underscore a particular point, to take us in a particular direction, that this is the highest thing, Madhura Rasa. But what Kaviraj Goswami is saying at the conclusion of Madhya Lila, Krishna Lilamrita Sar, yes, it is that ultimate nectarine substance. But who has access to it? Right? Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana kotishvapi mahamune koti karma nishta madye ek gyani shrestha. Mahaprabhu tells Rupa Goswami, one gyani is better than 10 million karmis. But koti mukta durlab madye ek, and out of so many gyanis one might become a mukta in the general sense of liberated. Koti mukta durlab madye ek Krishna bhakta, out of 10 million liberated persons, muktas, one might be a devotee of Krishna. So it's the ultimate substance, but inaccessible. Once Guru Maharaj said, we can have a sign that says, welcome, no admission. Right? So Mahaprabhu is welcoming those to the land of no admission, where Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, with all of her wealth, couldn't buy a ticket for the Rasa Lila. Kasyanubhava shichadeva vidmehe tavangri renu sparashadikara yadvanchana sri lalana charattapo vihaya kamam suchiram dhritamrita. It's from the wives of Kaliya. They're saying, our husband, who so recently was such a despicable, deplorable person, now with the goddess of fortune went to the Tapovan for lifetimes performing austerities, he's got, what is this? How amazing is that? Right? So what Lakshmi Devi could not get, so what to speak of others? If Swarup Damodar in the Harapanchami festival, reveals that he's saying, Lakshmi Devi doesn't have the adhikar to enter there. Then how exclusive is Krishna Lila? Why? He pointed out, requirement, gopi bhav, gopi deho. Heart and the heart's expression in the form, gopi bhav, gopi deho, cannot enter as Lakshmi Devi with her position and form of opulence. Right? But he said, but don't think offensively about Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi sahasrasatasam brahma sevyamanam. Brahma sangita. Really, those gopis, they are the also considered Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. One of Srimati Radharani's names, Jai Sri, the supreme goddess of fortune. So Kaviraj Goswami is making this point that about the inaccessibility of Krishna Leela. Right? And that can be shown in so many places in so many ways. So then what is Gaura Leela? Saying it is the streaming in all directions of Krishna Leela. Das DK means the 10 directions. It's a way of saying, making it accessible to everyone. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, Nityananda wants to give Mahaprabhu, came to give you Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came to give Radha Dasyam. That's why Nityananda Prabhu wants to bring you in connection with Mahaprabhu. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, now what is inaccessible, even to the highest section of liberated souls, very rare achievement. Right? Mahaprabhu is mercifully, Gaur Nityananda, they're streaming that divine love of Krishna, Krishna Prem, to everywhere and anyone who will accept that, right? Express that they want to come in connection with us. So, when Mahaprabhu, when he takes sannyas, we know in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Navayogendras, these nine highest level, king of yogis, and it finally comes to, there's nine questions, it's a gradual progression, finally comes the Karabhajan Rishi, the ninth. And he speaks of the who will appear in the Kali Yuga. It says, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangal Pangashtra Parshadam. Earlier, as Avadhut Maharaj mentioned the other day, that we shouldn't think, because we're privileged to all this confidential information, these great devotees, the gods, and they're unaware? No, but they're discreet. So Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayers to Nrisingadev, he's praying to Nrisingadev, but saying, Chanak Kalo, your appearance in the Kali Yuga is in a hidden way. And as I told the other day, he was saying, oh, well, why hide it? Don't we want everyone to know? That's hidden means Krishna is hidden beneath the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. Anta Krishna, internally is Krishna, Bahir Gauram, but he's covered by her heart and halo, hidden in that way. But that was there by Prahlad Maharaj, and the Mahabharata says, Suvarna Varna Hemango, Barangas Chandanagadi, Sanyasakrit Tamashanto, Nishta Shanti Parayana. Suvarna Varna. Here, we'll take it. He's of golden color. Hemanga, Hema Anga, all of his name, Gauranga. So there it was mentioned as well. But here, he's saying, what will he be? How will you know who he is? Krishna Varnam, he's in the same category as Krishna, but also Krishna Varnam, he's always chanting Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Varnam, Krishna, Krishna. He's A Krishna, not Shama Sundar, but golden, but always taking the name of Krishna, like Guru Maharaj expresses in the Prema Dhamma Stotram. And that's something Babaji Maharaj liked it very much. Krishna, 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 Nama, Kirtanam. Nama, Ganaranya, Dibya, Tandanartanam, Yatta, Tatta, Krishna, Nama. I feel that. Prema, Dhamma, Deva, Meva, Nomi, Goda, Sundaram. We hear Mahaprabhu chanting, Krishna, 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 hey. When he is traveling through South India. So he is always taking the name of Krishna. Krishna Varam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshadam. His Parshadas are his weapons. Unlike other Vishnu has the club and the wheel, the chakra. And Parasuram had a club. Sometimes you see different weapons they have. They say, here, his weapons are his devotees. Sango Pangashtra Parshadam, his Parshad. Right? Before, and it says also, he follows this with two slokas that end with Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Instead of saying Mahaprabhu, saying Mahapurush. Right. So it can, for a certain section, indicate Ramachandra, for another section, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Deyam Sada Paribhavagnam Abhishtadoham Tirthas Padam Shiva Varinching Sharan Newtonium. That Deyam, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, what does this Deyam mean? It means to say, what is the object of the Gayatri Mantra? Same thing in the Bhagavatam, as revealed by Guru Maharaj. What is it ultimately about? Radha Dasyam. That's what he represents. Tirthas Padam. What are the great tirthas? The greatest tirthas are Navadvip, Vrindavan, and Navadvip. Shiva Varinchi. That means Shiva and Brahma. As Rupa Goswami says, Sado pasya sriman dritta manuja kai pranaitem bahad bi girvane girisha parameshti prabritti bi. Brahma and Shiva. So he says, Shiva Varinchi here means Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur. It's starting to mention all the others who appear with them. Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya are before Mahaprabhu. They're doing Nam Sankirtan. And we're told at the time of his appearance, they're perhaps in Shantipur doing Nam Sankirtan. And they can sense, feel palpably that he has appeared. So they become very happy. They've been waiting. Nityananda Prabhu is on pilgrimage. He's waiting. Or he's in childhood and then on pilgrimage. Gadadhar Pandit in Navadvip. They're waiting for the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Tyaktva Sudushtaja. Surevshita Raja Lakshmim Dharmista Arja Vachasad Yadagararanyam Mayam Rigam Doitamipsitam Anvadavad Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So he's telling these things. It is obvious to Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur and other great devotees. But when Mahaprabhu was approaching at his sannyas, first he got Keshava Bharati is about to give him the sannyas mantram. And Nimai Pandit says, I heard this in a dream. Is this the mantra? and he speaks the mantram. So it's told he's giving the mantram to Keshava Bharati. And as the Mayavadis say, I am that, like Guru Maharaj would jest about them sometimes saying, one stage we say is, I am yours. Higher than that, you are mine. But what do they say? I am you. When I went to UCLA once to see the world's leading authority on Hinduism, A.L. Basham, this old, you know, sort of delightfully stodgy English gentleman, and he was given a slideshow and given his talk. And he's sort of, I consider, a closet Krishnaite, closet Chaitanyaite. When it came to that idea that I am you, he said, I don't know if I want to be you. I thought, he just said everything you need to know about that in one sentence. I don't know if I want to be you. I'm rather attached to being myself. So that mantra, soham, they would take it to mean, I am that Brahma, that great Brahma. Guru Maharaj would mock and say, you're so great, you're so big, you're greater than the greatest, bigger than the... What is that? It's worse than Facebook, right? The generation where they think, we're so great. Right? That's not healthy. Right? Unless you are Brahma. Right? Where sometimes Guru Maharaj say, Krishna's pleading shamelessly before Arjuna, saying, Arjuna, I'm everything. Worship me. Surrender everything. Surrender to me. Give up everything and surrender to me. Krishna, he can say that. But others... So, I'm saying that, why did I say that? Mahaprabhu. So when Mahaprabhu gives the mantra, soham saying, I am yours, Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhava Rasamritam Dilahari Kalola Magno Muhur Bande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago Sri Jivako Palako. Gopi Bhava Rasamritam. Waves, they're drowning in an ocean of separation from Krishna. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kamasha apaham swavana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grananti te burida jana. Mahaprabhu told Prataparudra, in consideration that the root cause of all suffering, separation from Krishna, he who brings us in connection with Krishna, by the talks of Krishna, as you are doing now, is the real humanitarian, the real altruist, is real doing the greatest service for humanity. So Mahaprabhu, after this so-called initiation, it's time for his name. And Keshava Bharati says, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And they went, Jai Hari Bol. He said, because you are Krishna Chaitanya personified. You're Krishna consciousness personified. You exist to give Krishna consciousness to others. Your name must be Krishna Chaitanya. Guru Maharaj liked that because he said, Swami Maharaj is always telling Krishna consciousness. He said, it's like Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness. And Mahaprabhu starts dancing. They have more kirtan. As some devotees remark, what is this? By singing and dancing and feasting, that this can be a path to God, to the ultimate reality. Guru Maharaj says, Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan is the Rasa Leela in distribution mode. As Navadvipa is Vrindavan in distribution mode, as Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Gaur Lila is Krishna Lila in distribution mode, taking in. The Nam Sankirtan is the Rasa Lila in distribution mode. What wonderful of wonderful things. So Mahaprabhu is running for Krishna, search for Sri Krishna. Right? Kahan Krishna Prananat Murali Badan. Kahan Karun, Kahan Pan, Brajendra Nandan. Where he wants to find Krishna. Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur gives the nutshell on what we need to understand about Mahaprabhu. In his sloka, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayatta Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Brajabadu Bargena Jagkalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Tamidam Tatrapi Napara. So Aradhya Bhagavan, the type of worship, God worship, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanaya of Brajendra Nandan, Tadam, and when he said, this is what he is doing, what he imbibed from Radharani and Brajagopis, Tadama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachit Brajabadu Bargena, the Brajabadu Bargena, what they've shown, right? Self-giving, giving themselves, not giving something else, right? Or using a surrogate, right? Offering themselves, Atma Nivedan. Even when necessary, when part of that self-offering necessitates crossing the strictures of Veda, right? They're not loose women, the Brajagopis. They're perfect followers. Arjapatam Jitva. But going to Krishna, they're crossing over Vedic prohibitions and social, moral, and all other considerations. They personify Sarvadharma Parichaja, Mamekam. What type? Sharanam Braja, Braja Sharanam, the way they do it. They're not about the gradual way or the step-by-step. One teacher of Guru Maharaj told him, Guru Maharaj was like 20s and told this man in his 70s who was like a Darshanic pundit in the 6 philosophical schools of India, like 6 level black belt, ontologically speaking. You know, Guru Maharaj said, being impressed with him, he said, why don't you use your vast learning and understanding to cultivate devotion to Mahaprabhu? Like very innocently, sweetly, Guru Maharaj made this suggestion to him. Like, gee, with all your learning, that would seem to be the natural conclusion. And he said, that man said to him, oh, my boy, it's not a question of learning. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo namedaya nahu bahuna srutena. It's not an intellectual thing. He said, you've got to have some mercy, some grace. That prasada lesha anugrihita evahi. So when Mahaprabhu runs the Puri and the search for Sri Krishna and comes before Jagannath, and Guru Maharaj would say, what do we see? He said, a peculiar figure. But still, people are so sweet. They see Jagannath and they kind of respond in a happy way, saying, but what we see visibly is something peculiar to us, or Same, but when Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, he sees Shyama Sundar Krishna, Radha Bhava. He is under the influence of Radharani. Jagannath is Dwarka Krishna. He sings Shyama Sundar Krishna. Right? Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Santat. What does it say? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santak Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Because of what type of devotion is saturating the eye, that compels the type of seeing. So when Balabhacharya told Mahaprabhu, I know so many names of Krishna, I can tell and give explanation. Mahaprabhu said, I only know two. Yasoda Nandana, like that, and Shyama Sundara. I'm incapable of knowing other. It's like if someone said, I know so many different cars and all their names, and I only know, you know, and then you name, you know, Mercedes, BMW, or Rolls Royce, and Bentley. I don't know others. I mean, to say of a particular quality, he's riveted to that. Right? It's the most exclusive, all-inclusive, and bringing others in connection with it, but it is the most exclusive. Mahaprabhu goes before Jagannath. He's seen that Krishna he's searching for, but in a heartbreaking appearance, in the sense of Dwaraka Krishna. Radharani wants to take Krishna to Vrindavan, his gopa vesh and his flute on the banks of Yamuna. Anyway, Mahaprabhu faints, and the guards, they think this is some sentimental pilgrim. So they're about to drag him out and just throw him out the gate, when the court pundit of the king of Orissa, Vasudev, Sarvabhauma, Bhattacharya, and he said, wait. And I'm very familiar with the scriptures. And I've seen this described. It's called Astasattvika Vikar. Eight types of different ecstatic symptoms present simultaneously, full-blown. This is very rare, and let me conduct a test. And take some cotton, putting there, and this little movement, you can understand that this pilgrim is in a deep state of divine ecstasy that has been described in esoteric parts of the scripture. It's never before witnessed, etc. So they carry Mahaprabhu to his house nearby, because we hear, unlike the sahajya imitators who can, like actors, generate emotions on demand, at command, Mahaprabhu enters these states for 9 hours plus at a time. There's three states: internal, half external, and external. Takes him 9 hours to come out. They carry Mahaprabhu to his house. And word reaches Gopinath Acharya, relative, but devotee of Mahaprabhu. And he comes, and they have Mahaprabhu lying there. And Gopinath and Sarvabhauma start having a conversation about who is that person. And Sarvabhauma, he has some pride. Brihaspati, the guru of the gods, very prestigious position. And he's saying this you know, young sannyasi, he's seeing him as very advanced, and he appreciates him, but not as for who he actually is. And Gopinathacharya says, you know so much. I mean, you're Sarvabhauma. Right? You know all the scriptures, all the statements, but it seems a few of these slokas, the ones we mentioned before, you've not given your proper attention to and interpreted properly. He is the Yuga Avatar. And Sarva, no, one of his names is Tri Yuga. He's only appearing three. Yes, but Prahlad's telling him that Tri Yuga, Chana Kalo, and Kala, he's hidden in the Kali Yuga. And they go on having some discussion, Sarvabhauma giving his interpretation, Gopinath says, what is the need? This Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyo, it's not going to work. This Tark Vitark, argument, counter argument. He said, because Atapi Te Deva Padambuja Dvaya Prashadaleshano Grihitevai. Prashadalesh. Unless you have a little bit of prasad, hint that Mahaprabhu will give some prasad to Sarvabhauma later, after he's converted. He's this when the Brahmin wake up, they have to do achman, chant mantras, do certain prayers, do certain cleansing and some rituals, and then only after cleansing their mouths, then will they take some prasad. When Mahaprabhu comes and says, oh, I want to share this with you, Sarvabhauma, he wakes up, he's eating immediately without doing anything, and Mahaprabhu is smiling and says, oh, today I conquered the world because I got a man like Sarvabhauma to give up all this other stuff and just take the mercy direct. So it's a little hint. He said, Prashadale Sanugrihite Vahi. You need a little prasad, and then you can understand everything. That's why devotees always giving the prasad. I knew this one devotee in ISKCON, one of the sort of, you know, long time ago original ones, and he revealed to me once. He said, actually, when I first saw the devotees on the Nam Sankirtam, the Harinam, he said, I was calling them names and throwing pebbles at them. Then he was converted because someone came up and said, here, would you like a sweet ball? Some sweet, and he's like, oh, okay. Why is it so wonderful? Because Mahaprabhu and so they're saying, because it touched the lips of Krishna. That is why prasadam is so, Prabhupada would say, even an atheist can tell the difference. Right? It's touched the lips of Krishna. Krishna adharamritam. Therefore, it has this peculiar, ineffable quality to it and relished by the devotees. Right? So, but Sarvabhauma, at this time, he's still in the throes of arrogant scholarship. Like, oh, Mr. Gopinath, like, okay, you get it and I don't? Is that the idea? And what's the evidence that you get it and I don't? And Gopinatha charges as well that who lies before, you know everything except it, who's lying before you is Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who's descended as the Yuga Avatar. That you missed. Anyway, you need some mercy for that. Then later, Mahaprabhu comes to his senses, and Sarvabhauma is still going, imposing his program on him. Of course, it is pastimes, but it's very sweet. So he's thinking, 24-year-old boy, very beautiful looking, sannyas at an early age. He's thinking, what's your last name? Oh, who'd you get sannyas? Oh, Bharati. Oh, that's kind of like an inferior type of thing. Anyway, I know how to upgrade your sannyas. So I can do the rituals, everything. We can upgrade you to, you know, I think you're going to need a little help. So Sarvabhauma's program is to upgrade Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, like, as you wish. So, well, one thing is you really need a crash course in Vedanta, and I'm available. Right? So Sarvabhauma starts explaining Vedanta to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is sitting there. Sarvabhauma going on. After a while, one day, 2 days, and they're going, and Sarvabhauma is saying, at 7 days, like, you know, if you could just like nod, if you're like getting it, what I'm saying, give some sign that you, I mean, is this over your head? Am I going too fast? Is it a little too esoteric for you? Is there too much Sanskrit? And Mahaprabhu said, no, I understand Vedanta very clearly, but I don't understand what you're saying. A 24-year-old boy says to the king something like, I get Vedanta, but like, what are you talking about? Sarvabhauma is like, very tolerant. Well, all right, let me give you an example of what I'm trying to explain here. He thinks like, the boy just insulted me, I got to get my prestige back. All right, I'll do my Atmarama explanation. That gets him every time, you know. Gives 9 levels of explanation of the Atmarama slok. So, you know, like, what do you have to say, son? Mahaprabhu gives 18 explanations. That's double if you're counting. So he gives twice as many explanations as he gave, not touching upon his 9, and they're all deeper, higher, better. Then Sarvabhauma, he's being upgraded. That's the mercy, when we're told, when people say, any example of someone like going, you know, entering Gaur-lila? He said, he's an example. Brihaspati, the guru of the gods, he's being given entrance into Gaur-lila. So now he's upgraded. He writes that, what are they called? The Shatakam, the Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Ananda, she gave me like the sloka, hand-painted version. And where on one of the lines, he changes the, now Sarvabhauma, he's like such a fanatic for Mahaprabhu and Krishna, just like a new devotee. Now he's a fanatic, right? The other day he was a non-believer, now he's a total fanatic. So there's some precedent for that. And he's quoting the Bhagavatam slok that ends in some mukti pade sadaya bhak. He's changed it. Now he has the audacity to change a Bhagavatam slok. And Mahaprabhu going, what are you doing? Now he hates to hear the word mukti. Before he was a mukta. Right? Now he doesn't even want to hear that word. He's so embarrassed. So he changes the word, he's like going over the Bhagavatam and like removing the word mukti and writing bhakti in. And Mahaprabhu going like, Sarvabhauma, you know, you don't have to do that actually. I see what, I mean, what's in your heart is very beautiful, but just leave the Bhagavatam like it is. Because mukti arhit vanyata rupam swarupena vivasati, this is what it really means anyway. So it was, leave it. So now Sarvabhauma, and then he's realizing he's cringing as he starts examining his past, and he realizes, as Mahaprabhu is getting ready to go on his tour to South India, he said, I used to mock Ramananda as like a Vaishnava. Now I understand he's so high, so superior. When you go, please meet him. What you've got and what he's got. That Ramananda, I'm so embarrassed by how I dealt with him. So when Mahaprabhu returns, it's like Saraswati Thakur say, oh, I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. Mahaprabhu comes back from South India, is generally taken to be the most religious part of India, and say that deviated less over time. Dakina, it's mentioned even in the Bhagavatam, just the superior religious hold on the people there. He comes back and he goes, I didn't find anyone like you, Sarvabhauma. There was Ramananda, that is another matter. On your recommendation, I met with him. But everywhere else, I didn't find anyone like you. And Guru Maharaj said, indirectly, Mahaprabhu is endorsing himself because it's the new, improved Sarvabhauma 2.0. All the bugs have been worked out. Now he is a devotee of Mahaprabhu. And this was very useful to the devotees of Mahaprabhu and Puri because they could tell everybody, did you hear Prataparu, the king's pundit, has converted? Right? So Shiva Varunchi, and also mentioned, saved him from mukti, saved Prataparudra from bhukti, meaning as a king. We know he's a great devotee. Rupa Goswami in the Chaitanyastakam is offering the praise, saying, Swarupam Bibranam Jagatatulyam Adaita Daita Prapana Srivaso Paramananda Gorima, no, Prapana Srivaso Janita Paramananda Gorima Harir Dino Dari Gajapati Kripotse Katarala Sa Chaitanya Devaskriti Chaitanya Devaskritir Atitram Na Kripayatu. As Swarup, what Swarup Damodar knows is incomparable. Advaita Dvaita, the dear Advaita, so dear to Mahaprabhu. Prapana Srivas, the surrendered Srivas Thakur. Paramananda Gaurima. Paramananda Mahaprabhu, like Paramananda Puri, who's Uddhava in Krishna Leela. Paramananda Puri is his guru's godbrother. So Mahaprabhu is very proud in a good way that he's getting so much praise from his guru's godbrother. And Guru Maharaj said that about Gurudev. Guru ganai ashish sambhushitam. Not only I as his guru, he's my favorite, I'm giving so much praise. You could say, oh, Sridhar Maharaj, he's so much attached to Govinda Maharaj, he's praising like anything. But he puts there, but he's got the ashir, the blessings and praise of all my god brothers too. Swami Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Keshava Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj, Bhan Maharaj, like all the Gaudiya Math heavyweights, all appreciated Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And there's some present, Mahaprabhu was saying, Paramananda Gaudiya Math. And I got some approval from my Guru Maharaj's godbrother. He's very happy about that. Harir Dino Dari. And Rupa Goswami is saying, but I am so fallen and unfortunate, but I can expect him to be kind to me too, because why? Harir Dino Dari Gajapati Kripotseka Tarala. The way Gajendra was saved by Vishnu, that Gaja, Gajapati Prataparudra Maharaj, how he saved him. It's hard for us to understand because Prataparudra is so exalted, but he's being used as a symbol, as a king. Raja generally means enjoyer, all of these things, royal, opulence, enjoyment, such things. And what did he do? he got the mercy of the devotees and took the position as a sweeper before Jagannath, menial seva, and met Mahaprabhu in the not in the royal dress, but in the garb of a simple devotee, and spoke that Gopi Gita, and Mahaprabhu embraced him. So, why did I say that? Prataparudra Gajapati, being merciful. Oh, so that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he is on the rooftop in Navadvip with Prataparudra Maharaj, Gopinatha Charja, and they're watching all the devotees come from Navadvip for the annual Rath Yatra with Nityananda, Dvaita, and everyone's coming, and they're pointing out, like, who's that? And who the garland, Mahaprabhu, they're coming with garlands, two garlands for Dvaita and Nityananda, and it's a very beautiful scene. Everybody's meeting, and the king wants to know who everybody is, and they're telling. And at one point, Sarvabhauma becomes overwhelmed by what he sees, such the, what does he say, the prem kirtan, the way they're singing, dancing, the loving exchange. He says, I don't understand. Or the king says, I don't understand. How is it that some people cannot appreciate this? And Gopinath, looking to Sarvabhauma, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, Atapi te deva padambuja dvaya prasada leshana grihita eva. You've got to have a little prasad, some mercy. Otherwise, cannot appreciate it. So, this movement, what is that? Kripambuti yat paradukaduki. That the devotees, their suffering or unhappiness is to see the suffering of others. Why? They realize, why are they really suffering? Forgetfulness of Krishna. So they inaugurate some program to bring about remembrance of Krishna. Srotavyas, kirtitavyas, smartavyas, chechtatabhayam. Just as Srila Prabhupada, Srila Swami Maharaj is in his bhajan kutir in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar, deity of Jiva Goswami. And there's the deity, the kirtan, everything's very beautiful and nice. He could have, and he's in his 70s, he could have justified just staying there, doing nam bhajan, reading the works of the Goswamis, following the advice of Rupa and Sanatan. But what do we hear? Vilasitu hridi nityam bhakti siddhanta vani. That in his heart is beating another drum, right? Bhakti siddhanta vani. Saraswati Thakur is saying, take this to the English-speaking people, take it to the Western world, right? He can't forget that. The surgery of Saraswati Thakur is so deep and perfect. So he hears that voice, that Kirtimridanga beating all the time to extend Krishna consciousness to others. Right? Sravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam. This is what, hearing about these things is what brings auspiciousness to one. Kleshagni Subhada Moksha Lagutakrit Sandra Ananda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa Rupa Goswami, what was the beginning? Klesha, regular suffering, done, finished. Blade of the fan might move for some time, but the source of movement has been disconnected. Subhada gives auspiciousness to everyone. Moksha, laguta, krit, makes mukti, mukunda. And one who is so beautiful, he makes mukti look ugly. That's why sarvabhauma under that influence. I don't want to even hear that word anymore. Sandrananda, visheshatma, Shri Krishna Karshini Chasa. And it's the means, the method to attract Krishna. That is what is so wonderful. They want to bring us all in connection with Krishna. They know if little devotion can come into the heart of even the tiniest finite soul, a drop of that substance is so inconceivably valuable. It's a drop of it is sufficient to attract Krishna. When Guru Maharaj is referring to Rupa Goswami's sequence of spirit devotional evolution, Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Artha, Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav. Saying at this stage, the Bhakti Lata beads, the creeper, it has blossomed and produced a flower. And that flower has a fragrance that Krishna finds enchanting, attractive. All attractive Krishna is irresistibly drawn in attraction to devotion. So the devotees, they know if somehow, as Prabhupada always says, somehow or other, someone will come in connection with Krishna consciousness and will associate with devotees, this will be awakened within them. And Guru Maharaj says that Saraswati Thakur distilled as the essence of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings and all of it, that the most important principle is association. By sadhu sangat satovare, by superior association, devotion is awakened. And that's the means to attack Krishna. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. So, if at the center of it all is Srimati Radharani and her type of devotion, that being embraced by Krishna and extended to others, then we can understand the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Encapsulated by Basu Ghosh in his song that was so much favored to Guru Maharaj, Jadi Gorna Hoita, Tavihi Hoita, Kamari Dari Tam Dehe, Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. Why did Mahaprabhu descend? Radhar Mahima, to reveal the greatness of Srimati Radharani. To hear about the greatness of Krishna and do not appreciate Radharani will not, what did it say in that song? Radha Bhajani Nahigel, without Krishna Bhajan, without Radha Bhajan is useless. It won't produce anything substantial. So, Mahaprabhu comes for that purpose. Bahiranga Sangikori, Nam Sankirtan, with his devotees, he's doing Nam Sankirtan in his public service. And Antaranga Sangikori, Rasa Ashwadan. And internally, privately, in his private bhajan chamber, he is plunging the depths of Radha Bhav 24/7 with Srip Damodar and Ramananda. But also for so many years, celebrating Rath Yatra, right? appearing fortunate butterfly. I asked Guru Maharaj once, this was a little perplexing. If these highest sort of heart expressions are there in Puri, where are the highest devotees or what's Navadvipur, comparison. I just want to understand something. And Guru Maharaj said, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu will favor Navadvip. And then he gave Bhaktivinoda Thakur as an example in that song, that just as, speaking of Rath Yatra and Kurukshetra meeting, after all those 100 years separation, Radharani Brajagopi to meet Krishna, but he's in the Rajvesh of a king, absent the flute, surrounded by people and chariots, city folk, and they want him to come back to Vrindavan, to give up the dress of a king, and come back and dance with them, the Rasalila, on the banks of the Jamuna. So when Mahaprabhu goes to Vidyanagar, what is his name? Vidya Vachaspati. He's also a relative of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And there, that's where Mahaprabhu comes out on the rooftop, and 100,000 people or more, they come, they hear that Nimai Pandit, who they offended, drove him out of Navadvip. He's come back, and he's at Sri Krishna Chaitanya. They're running madly. You're, what did it say? They, because there's only so many boats to go across, the people just decide en masse to go across the Ganga. So it's a human chain. So no one drowns. They just displace the water. They run across. Some are holding pots upside down. Any way they can get across, they're running. They go, Mahaprabhu's atop the roof, on the rooftop, so everyone can see him. Gods are descending, disguised as human beings, to have a glimpse of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When people climb the trees, we're told the branches and the twigs become mystically empowered, so even a little twig can support a human being. And they realize, Vidya Vachaspati, that this is a very difficult situation for Mahaprabhu. So he has to, in a clandestine way, secretly leave. And where does he go? To Kulia, to Navadvip, Koler Danga, where the present-day location of Chaitanya Saraswat Math. He goes to what became known as the Aparad Bunjaner Pot. And there in Navadvip, all of those who offended him, they come before him, they're forgiven their offenses. So Guru Maharaj said, that's why he selected that place so perfectly. And at once, when it was starting to develop the volume of people coming to hear his divine talks and everything. Hearing propaganda, there's always some propaganda. Bhaktivinoda is saying, it's good for, to creates dramatic tension and enhances the bona fide. Just like you said, sahajyaism keeps the sampradaya pure. The people who would go for it, it's better they're kept in another group. So he's saying, Leela Pushti, that opposition nourishes the Leela. It's like a Hegelian thesis, antithesis, synthetic sort of thing. So anyway, Guru Maharaj said at one point, he said, are they saying that only bogus people are taking shelter of me? That at a certain point when they couldn't, like, keep everybody, and it started growing, then they're like, how do we explain this? They're like, it's all the bogus people. That's what it is. And I guess there's a lot of bogus people, you know. So, and that's keeping, like Bhaktivinoda, that's keeping our movement pure. The bogus people are only bogus people. Are going, no bona fide people would do this. Guru Maharaj is like, is that what they're telling? Only bogus people take shelter. And then he said, then you can say, Yes. The opera, then it became not just bogus, operatiers. So I said, yes. He said, this is the operat bhanjaner pat, where all the operatis are forgiven their offenses. So, yes, all the operatis are coming here, taking shelter, and Mahaprabhu will forgive all their offenses, and soon Krishna will give them everything. He said these things, with a smile. So, what time is it?
6:35.
Okay. I'm reminded of in 1983, Gaur Purnima, where producing The Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful. Thank you. And we have this deadline, which is Gaur Purnima. We want to present the book to Srila Guru Maharaj on Gaur Purnima. Mahayogi Maharaj and all the crew at the Guardian of Devotion Press. And it's like the day before, I have like 11 advanced copies and I'm in America. So how is this going to happen? And I mean, I've flown from that and I picked them up in transit at Los Angeles. I'm flying over through Korea. It's a whole thing. Now it's like a few hours before moonrise. I'm in Calcutta. I go out and somehow an ISKCON luxury coach shows up and someone goes, get in. I go, okay. So we get inside, whatever. And they pull up to the Mayapur gate and I'm saying, oh, excuse me, I want to go bathe in the Ganga herd. It's like, oh, okay. And then they drive in. And then we go down to the Ghat, cross the Jalangi, go to Navadvip. It's like 5, 4, 3, 2, that kind of thing. Then if you see, there's a picture where I'm presenting the book to Guru Maharaj and I have a gumcha on my shoulder that's all like purple and colored because we got some of the colors from those celebrating Holi. And we presented that to Srila Guru Maharaj as like the moon rose. And Guru Maharaj said, the significance of this day, he said it was 50 years ago to the day, to the moment that we presented Sri Krishna Chaitanya to Srila Saraswati Thakur. And now, 50 years to the day, to the moment, you've come with the Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful. That just made it extra, extra special. And the book concludes with his Premadama Deva Sotra, because search for Sri Krishna, how devotees are searching, but then ultimately how Krishna himself is searching. Radha Bhava Duti Subalita. In the mood, heart and halo of Radharani, he's searching himself. Say, Atma Siddha Savalila Purna Sokya Lakshanam. Where he said, this is the Lakhan, this symptom or identifying trait or characteristic of the ultimate reality is he must be dancing because he's full in himself, fulfilled, not just full like he owns and controls everything, but satisfied, happy to the nth degree. The natural outcome of that ecstasy or happiness is ecstatic dance. And here's where he introduced the idea that the cause is the effect, is the cause. He's taking Krishna Nam, and that is making him ecstatic and dancing and causing him to what? Express Krishna Nam. And what I didn't say yesterday was about, when you're talking about voltage, and we say, oh, we're in the Na Anurag group, like no attraction, no taste. Mahaprabhu is saying that to set the standard and to perfectly guide us. But he also introduced Rupa Goswami to his group, saying, Rupa, tell that sloka to to all the assembled devotees. Who are they? Ramananda, Haridas Thakur, or to everyone. Tell them that sloka upon hearing which everyone becomes happy. He's shy, but says, Tunde tavan tandavini ritim vitanutai tundavali labdiye. In Krishneti Varna, in this Krishna Varna that Mahaprabhu is always taking, said, I do not know how much nectar are contained in these syllables. When a qualified person is taking Krishna Nam, one tongue is insufficient. They desire millions of tongues to relish the sweetness. When a qualified person hears that Krishna Nam, two ears are insufficient to capture all the nectarine sound. They want millions of ears. So at the same time, that is being expressed. The Mahaprabhu is saying, unfortunately, I have no attraction. Then his next teaching comes to address that. Trinadapi sunichena, tororapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena kirtiniya sadahari. If you want to go on with this kirtan, then you have to embrace these principles. When I said to Srila Gurudev, because he's all, remember, he's sitting beneath that sloka. I said, when did you have this special realization about it? He said, oh, Maharaj, out of desperation. He's saying, having tried everything else, I came to the conclusion, this is the only thing that works. Humility, tolerance, giving honor to others, not expecting honor. It's the only thing that works. He said, I embraced this out of desperation. And Bhakti Lalita knows, I would say, Gurudev probably quoted this every day of his life in one situation or another, giving advice, whether in the temple, on his veranda, wherever. This inevitably, invariably, came from his lotus mouth. And one day, he seemed to like just concentrate it when he turned to me and he said, my religion is finding fault with myself. That Guru Maharaj is also saying, oil your own machine. Once Achyutananda tried to joke with Prabhupada about the Krishna consciousness of another devotee, and Prabhupada turned and said, just you try to become Krishna conscious. Not to worry about the lack of Krishna consciousness of others. Saraswati Thakur says, when I am situated at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, I do not become aware of the defects of others. But rather, I become aware of my own innumerable faults. That I become aware of. My religion is finding fault with myself. Na prema gandasti drapi me horo. Mahaprabhu said, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema, what to speak of a drop. This is the way to proceed. Chaudha shata shata sake masa jepa gum.